我们人生有很多重要的事情。
In our life, there are many important things.
其中的一样就是要走在对的道路上面。
And one of these things is to walk on the right path.
走在对的道路上面，我们会得到对的结果。
In order, when we walk on the right path, we will receive the right results.
走在对的道路上面，结果是美的、好的、有价值的。
And when we walk on this right path, the result will be wonderful and valuable.
走在对的道路上面，让我们得到身体的健康。
To walk on this right path, we will receive health in our body.
走在对的道路上面，让我们拥有一个美满幸福的家庭。
And once we walk on this right path, we will receive a wonderful and loving family.
走在对的道路上面，让我们有一个安定的工作跟事业。
Once we walk on the right path, we will have a stable job or career.
走在对的道路上面，能够有一个和平的社会。
Walking on the right path will give us a peaceful society.
走在对的道路上面，能够拥有一个爱的世界。
And to walk on this right path, we will have a world full of love.
那个结果是最重要的。
The result is the most important.
那怎样的结果是最重要又最有价值的呢？
So what kind of result is the most important and most valuable?
对一个有信仰的人来讲，当然就是将来那个永恒、那个永生。
For a person who is religious, that will be an eternal life.
常常要走在对的道路上面，我们需要有人来引导。
Oftentimes, in order to walk on the right path, we need someone to lead us.
走在对的道路上面，我们也常常需要愿意来接受引导。
And oftentimes, to walk on the right path, we have to be willing to receive.Guidance.
我们请来看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Please turn to Psalms, chapter 39.
一百三十九篇。
139.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三节。
Psalms 139, verse 23.
二十三节，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.
这是大卫的祷告。
This is David's prayer.
那为什么大卫祈求神来鉴察、来试炼他的心思意念
？Why did David ask God to search and know his heart?
二十四节，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
24. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
大卫希望神的帮助让他能够发现在他里头。有那不好的意念不好的行为。
David wanted God's help in order to find if there is any wicked way in him.
接下来大卫祷告说，求神引导我走永生的道路。
And later on, David prayed to God to lead him in the way everlasting.
因为永生是最重要的，也是最有价值的。
Because everlasting life is the most important and the most valuable.
如果我们是走在永生的道路上面，那么我们很多的事情，我们都是走在对的道路上。
If we are walking in the everlasting way, then a lot of times we're walking the right way.
那这里讲大卫求神说引导我。
Here David prayed to God saying, "Lead me."
神爱我们，神愿意我们都能够得着这个最宝贵、最重要的永生。
God loves us so much that He is willing for each of us to have this everlasting way.
所以。神他愿意来引导我们。
So God is willing to lead us.
所以我们早上来看神如何来引导我们。
So this morning, let us see how can God lead us.
我们也来想一下我们如何来接受神的引导。
Let us also think about how we can receive God's guidance.
那很重要的是我们如何来接受神的引导。
And more importantly,Let's think about how we can accept God's guidance.
因为神爱我们，所以神的引导其实充满在我们的生活里头。
Because God loves us, His guidance is in our daily life.
神的引导事实上充满在我们生活的每一个层面里头。
His guidance actually can be seen in different aspects of our life.
爱我们的神，他一直用各种不同的方式在爱我们，在引导我们。
Our loving God is using various ways to love us and lead us.
神爱我们，所以他要将最重要、最宝贵的、最有价值的来赐给我们。
Because God loves us so much, He's willing to give us the most precious and the most valuable.
那最宝贵、最重要的就是永生。
And the most precious and most valuable is eternal life.
所以他要引导我们走在永生的道路。
So God will lead us to walk in eternal life.
我们如何来接受神的引导？
How can we accept God's guidance?
第一个，我们要承认神是判断的标准。
First, we have to admit that God's judgment is our standard.
我们要承认这本圣经就是判断的标准。
We have to admit that this Bible is the standard of our life.
我们选择走对的道路。
We need to choose to walk on the right way.
我们以神以这本圣经做我们的标准。
And we will use God and this Bible as our standard.
请看雅各书第一章。
Please turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章十六节。
James chapter 1, verse 16.
十六节，我亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了。
Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
看错了，就会让我们没有走在对的道路上面。
When we are deceived, we will not be able to walk on the right way.
时间过去，它不会再回来。
Once time passes, it will not come back.
所以我们要常常想，我是不是走在对的道路上面，这个很重要。
So oftentimes we have to think about whether or not we are walking on the right path, because this is important.
浪费时间就是浪费生命。
To waste time is to waste our life.
没有什么能够来换取我们的时间，我们的生命。
There is nothing that can be exchanged for our time.
所以在这里雅各就说不要看错了。
So here James says, do not be deceived.
要看我走的是不是对的道路。
We have to look carefully at whether or not we are walking in the right path.
十七节，各样美善的恩赐和各样前辈的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
雅各接着说，什么叫做不要看错了？
James later explained what does it mean to not be deceived.
我们要承认神就是我们的标准。
We have to admit that God is our standard.
走在神的道路上面，结果就是对的。
To walk on God's path, the result will be correct.
走在神的道路上面，结果就是最有价值的。
To walk on God's path, the result will be the most valuable.
但是有时候我们看错了。
But sometimes we are deceived.
我们并没有选择走在神的道路上面。
We didn't choose to walk on God's path.
再请看诗篇十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇，这也是大卫的诗。
Psalm chapter 19 is one of David's psalm.
大卫对神有很多的体验。
David has a lot of experiences with God.
那大卫他也很渴慕神的话语，神的教训。
And David also longed for God's teaching.
所以从第七节到十一节，大卫在描写神的教训、神的话语。
From verse 7 to 11, David is describing God's teaching and His words.
是非常的宝贵的，非常的有价值的。
It's very precious and valuable.
十一节。
Verse 11.
况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守这些便有大赏。
Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward.
以神的教训，以圣经做我们的标准。
Let us use God and the Bible as our standard.
既然是我们的标准，那我们就愿意去遵守。
Since it is our standard, we are willing to keep it.
遵守的人就有大的赏赐。
There is a great reward to those who keep it.
最大的赏赐就是永生。
And the most important reward is eternal life.
既然拥有这最大的赏赐，那其他额外的赏赐也一定会充满在我们的生活里头。
And once we are able to have this greatest reward, other smaller rewards will also come into our life.
我们如何让神来引导我们走对的道路？
How can we let God to lead our life?
第二个就是我们要有对的动机。
The second thing is to have the right motive.
我们必须承认，我们人都存着 很自私 的这种倾向跟心理。
We must admit that as human beings, we are very selfish.
自私常常会让我们有所偏差。
Selfishness will often lead us astray.
当一个人被自私占有他，他就会被这个自私来左右他的选择。
Once a person is full of selfishness, they will be controlled.
当一个人被自己的自私所控制，那么他常常会选择了偏差的道路。
And once a person is controlled by his selfishness, they will choose the wrong path.
那神如何来引导我们？
So how can God lead us?
大卫说 求神鉴察我的心。
David said, search my heart.
我们要常常去想神怎么 来 看我心里所想的。
Oftentimes we have to think about what is God seeing in our heart.
真的神总是在鉴察我们，要帮助我们，要引导我们。
It's true that God is searching our heart and trying to help us.
只是我们有没有愿意来让他引导。
But the question is whether or not we're willing to let him lead us.
请看箴言十五章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3.
第三节，主的眼目无处不在，恶人善人他都鉴察。
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good.
事实上，神的眼目遍察全地。
The reality is that God's eyes are everywhere.
那既然这是事实，为什么大卫他还要求神说，求你鉴察我的心
？If this is already the reality, why did David ask God to still search his heart?
就是。大卫求神帮助他，能够察觉神对他的对他的引领。
This is because David wanted God to help him understand what is inside his heart.
神一直尊重我们人的那种自由意识。
God oftentimes will respect our free will.
其实很多时候我们是知道对错。
Oftentimes, we already know what is right or wrong.
那问题是在我们做怎样的选择。
But the problem lies in whether or not we make the right decision.
为什么会选择那个偏差的道路？
Why would we choose the path that would lead us astray?
因为我们的动机是出于内心里头的自私。
Because our motive is coming from our selfishness.
所以神鉴察，我们也要愿意顺从神的鉴察。
So even when God searches our heart, we have to be willing to accept His guidance.
再看十六章的第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 16, verse
2. 第二节。
Chapter 16, verse 2.
第二节，人一切所行的，在自己的眼中看为清洁，唯有主衡量人心。
All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits.
当我们被我们自私的心所占有的时候
，When we are being dominated by our selfishness，
我们常常就会为自己所选择的来做很美好的解释。
We will often have a good explanation for what our decisions。
我们自己眼中看为是对的、是好的、是清洁的。
In our own eyes, we will think that what we did was right and good。
在这里说。但是只有神衡量人的心。
But here it says that only God can weigh our spirits.
是的，神在鉴察衡量我们的心。
Yes, God is searching and weighing our heart.
问题是我们有没有谦卑的在神的面前。
But the problem is whether or not we have come humbly before God.
为什么神已经鉴察我们，我们常常动机还不对。
Why is it that God has already searched our heart, but our motive are still wrong.
我们请看撒母耳记上十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
撒母耳记上十六章第七节。
1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7.
第七节，主却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为神不像人看人，人是看外貌，神是看内心。”
7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
知识上我们知道我们在神面前要谦卑。
We know that we have to be humble in front of God.
但是在实际的执行当中啊，我们常常并不是谦卑的在神的面前。
But in reality, we do not come to God, with humble heart.
因为我们有经验。
Because we have experiences.
是的，在人的生活里头，经验很重要，很宝贵。
It is true that experiences in our life is very important.
经验不是可以用买的。
You cannot buy experiences.
经验也常常没有办法一时之间就学会的。
You cannot also learn to have experiences in an instant.
但是在人的生活里头，没有那个绝对的好、完全的好的东西。
But in our life, there is no such thing as being perfectly good.
经验非常非常宝贵，但是有时候经验也会遮蔽了我们的眼睛。
Even though experiences are good, sometimes it may blind us.
这里是讲到要挑选一个王。
Here is talking about choosing a king.
那是撒母耳，他已经有经验了。
Samuel had experiences in choosing a king.
过去曾经挑选过那个扫罗王。
In the past, he chose a king, named Saul.
那个扫罗王就是长得高大，甚至比众人还高过一个头。
King Saul was very, very tall and handsome.
这是撒母耳的经验。
This was Samuel's experience.
所以在这一次呢，撒母耳凭着他的经验，他就认为第一眼看到的大卫的那个大哥他就是最好的人选。
So this time in choosing a king, when Samuel saw David's brother, who was very tall, he thought he must be a king.
但是神说不是的。
But God said no.
所以我们常常提醒自己，我是不是真的谦卑的在神的面前。
So let us often remind ourselves whether or not we have come to God with a humble heart.
我们再请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
不对的动机会让我们走不对的道路。
The wrong motive will lead us to walk on the wrong path.
我们如何来检查我们的动机？
So how can we search our motive?
请看四章十二节。
Look at chapter 4, verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑还要快，甚至魂与灵、骨与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart.
我们如何让神来引导我们的道路？
How can we have God to guide our path?
我们要谦卑的在神的道理、神的教训之前。
We have to be humble in front of God's teaching.
再看十三节。
Verse 13.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。
And there is no creature hidden from his sight.
只要我们愿意谦卑在神的面前。
As long as we are willing to be humble in front of God.
我们谦卑的来思想，来学习神的教训。
We come humbly to learn and think about his teachings.
那这里说被造的没有一样在神面前不是显然的。
Here says that all creaturescan be seen in front of God.
有时候我们会被自己的自私骗了我们自己。
Oftentimes we will be deceived by our own selfishness.
所以我们就会走在偏差的道路上面。
Therefore, that's why we walk on the wrong path.
但是如果我们能够谦卑在神的面前。
But if we are able to be humble in front of God.
我们很谦卑的来领受他的教训。
We are humbly receiving his teaching.
我们很谦卑的来思想他的教训。
We are humbly thinking about his teachings.
那这里我们心中的那种隐藏的不对的动机就会显示出来。
Then the wrong motives that have been hidden in our heart will be revealed.
因为神的道理是就像十二节所描述的，它是活泼的，它是有功效的。
Because God's teaching is living and powerful.
所以神的引导在哪里？
So where is God's guidance?
神的引导就在我们生活的每一个层面里头。
God's guidance is in different aspects of our life.
只要我们谦卑，今天神的教训、神的话语，我们是很容易的去得着的。
As long as we are humble, we are easily able to receive his teachings.
神的道理要来帮助我们 做对的选择。
God's teaching will help us make the right decision.
那我们愿不愿意接受神的道理的引导？
The question is whether or not we are able to accept His teaching.
再请看约翰福音十六章。
Turn to the book of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章第八节。
John chapter 16, verse 8.
第八节，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Verse 8, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
这里他来了，这个指着应许的圣灵。
Here, when it says he has come, it's referring to the promised Holy Spirit.
我们再看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
第七节，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。
7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you.
这个应许的圣灵，这个保惠师在什么时候赐下来
？When will the Holy Spirit, the Helper, be given to us？
是在主耶稣复活升天之后。
They will come after Lord Jesus Christ ascends to heaven.
在当时门徒因为主耶稣要被抓。要被钉十字架，他们都觉得很忧愁。
At the time, the disciples were very stressed out because Jesus had been captured.
那主耶稣安慰他们说：“不要忧愁。”
But Lord Jesus Christ comforted them.
也不要害怕。
Saying, "Do not be afraid."
那其中一个重要的原因就是在这里。
Because one of the more important reasons is here.
主耶稣说：“我若不去，我若去了，就差他来。”
Lord Jesus Christ says, "Once I go away, the Helper will come."
圣灵是重要的，是宝贵的。
The Holy Spirit is very precious and important.
那这个跟主耶稣的受死、复活、升天是有直接的关系。
And he has a direct connection with God, Jesus Christ's resurrection.
那为什么这个圣灵是这么的重要、这么的宝贵
？Why is the Holy Spirit so important and precious?
那第八节就在讲到圣灵的功用。
Verse 8 talks about the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来帮助我们，来检查我们的内心。
The Holy Spirit will help us and search our heart.
所以真的我们是有办法能够有一个好的对的动机。
So yes, it is possible for us to have the right motive.
只要我们谦卑自己。
As long as we humble ourselves.
我们愿意接受神的引导。
We are willing to accept God's guidance.
我们愿意接受神的道理的引导。
We are able to accept God's teaching.
我们愿意接受圣灵的引导，圣灵的感动。
And we are able to accept the guidance from the Holy Spirit.
这些都已经赐给我们了。
All these things have been given to us.
那在还是在乎我们做怎样的决定跟选择。
And the rest is up to whether or not we make the right decision.
我们是不是很珍惜神给我们的这个宝贝
？Do we truly valuable this precious thing that God has given us？
对很多人来讲，这个也没什么稀奇。
To many people, this is not very important.
圣经很容易就可以有。
It is easy to have a Bible.
现在也不用带着这么大本的这个 hard copy 这个圣经。
And nowadays, we don't even have to carry around a hard copy.
小小的手机里头，你就可以有整本的圣经。
You can have the entire Bible within your phone.
那神无处不在。
God is everywhere.
神这个随时在检查我们。
God is always searching our heart.
这个一般来讲，圣灵又是那么容易的来得着。
Normally speaking, it's easy to receive the Holy Spirit.
就像主耶稣所说的，祈求就给你们。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ said, ask and it will be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
Search and you will find.
是这么的频繁，所以呢，常常我们会并不是很珍惜。
Because these things are so common that we don't come to appreciate them.
是的，它是很普遍的，所以看起来很频繁。
Yes, they are very common, so it seems like they are nothing special.
但是它很重要啊。
But they are in fact important.
人会走偏差，常常是因为动机不对。
People often walk astray, it is because they have the wrong motive.
那这个平缓的东西就是来帮助我们有一个对的动机。
And these common things are help us to have the right motive.
所以保罗他怎么说
？So what did Paul say?
保罗说不要让圣灵担忧。
Do not let the Spirit be distressed.
保罗说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And do not quench the thirst of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个神的爱、神的工作，其实一直在我们的生活里头。
We can see that in our life, God's love and movement is constantly in our life.
只是我们常常选择拒绝神的引导。
But the reality is that we are constantly choosing to refuse these teachings.
好，那我们承认神跟圣经是我们的标准。
So we have accepted that God and the Bible is our standard.
好，那再来我们也得着帮助，让我们有一个对的动机。
And next, we have accepted our help and corrected our motive.
好，那既然是道路，所以它就是一个过程。
So since we are walking on a path, there must be a process.
所以它就是一个方法，一个手段。
There must be a procedure and a method.
那在达到目标，我们一定要有一个过程。
Before we can reach our end goal, we have to go through a process.
在达到目标，常常我们也要借助于一些所谓的工具。
Before we can attain our goal, we have to have the right tools.
那个最重要、最好的结果就是永生。
The most precious result is eternal life.
有了对的动机，我们也要有一个对的过程。
Once we are able to have the right motive, we have to have the right process.
有对的动机，也要用对的方法。
And once we have the right motive, we have to go through the right procedures.
我再一次强调，为什么动机那么重要。
Let me once again emphasize what is so important about motive.
因为动机不对，方法也会不对。
Because having the wrong motive means you will have the wrong procedure.
我们最近在查考列王纪上家庭聚会的时候。
In our family services, we are studying 1 Kings.
我们请看列王纪上十二章。
So let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王纪上十二章二十六节。
First Kings chapter 12 verse 26.
二十六节，耶罗波安心里说：“恐怕这国人归大卫家。”
26 And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom may return to the house of David."
一个国王他会担忧他失去他的国家。
A king may be worried that he will lose his kingdom.
这个是很正常的。
This is very normal.
那其实神是怎么跟这个耶罗波安讲
？But what did God say to Jeroboam？
神是对他讲：“你如果效法这个大卫王，那么我会帮助你保守住你的这个国，你的王位。
”God told Jeroboam that if you revere King David, then I will help you keep your kingdom and your throne.
甚至你的国位会传给你的子孙。
And even your throne will be passed on to your descendants.
所以这个王他所要在意努力的是常常想说我有没有像大卫这样子敬畏神。
So Jeroboam should have been thinking, how can I be like David and constantly revering God?
但是他有这个自私来占满他的心。
But he had his selfish heart rule his life.
我们都知道是谁让他当国王的。
We all know that who allowed him to become king.
是神让他当国王的。
It is God who allowed him to become king.
但是他现在的心态是这个国家是我的。
But now his mentality is that this kingdom is all mine.
现在他心里所想的是我如何来保住我的王位。
In his heart, all he can think about is how can I keep my throne.
当一个人有权力的时候，他就很容易变成自私。
Once a person has authority, it is easy for them to become selfish.
好，我不能够让我的王位被夺走。
I cannot let my throne be taken away.
好，我只能够让我的王位留给我的孩子。
I can only allow my throne to be passed on to my children.
好，因为有这样自私的心所以呢，他的动机就开始不对。
Because he had a selfish motive, his action started to be wrong.
他不是说神啊，我很软弱，所以你帮助我来坚定我的国家。
He did not say, "Oh God, I am so weak. Please help me solidify my kingdom."
他心里所想的是，我不能够失去这个王位， 所以我要如何来保住我的王位。
So, but rather he thought about, I cannot lose my throne, so what can I do to keep it?
好像这个国家 跟神是已经没有关系了。
It is as if his kingdom had nothing to do with God.
好像他已经忘记了是神给他当王的。
It is as if he had forgotten that God was the one who gave him his throne.
所以要保住王位这件事情他的动机已经不对了。
So the process of keeping his throne, he already had the wrong motive.
那因为动机不对，所以他的方法就不对。
And because his motive was wrong, his methods were wrong.
他应该是很努力的来敬畏神。
He should have been revering God.
而且要带领百姓来敬畏神。
And also lead his people to revere God.
但是他做的是什么事情？
But rather, what did he do?
我们请看27节。
Let's turn to verse 27.
27节，这个民如果上耶路撒冷去，在神的殿里献祭，他们的心必归向他们的主犹大王罗伯安，就把我杀了，人归犹大王罗伯安。
If these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn back to their Lord, Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, king of Judah.
圣经里头说神给我们的祝福是不会加上忧虑的。
The Bible tells us that the blessings that God gives us will not cause us to worry.
但是我们看到这个耶罗波安他心里充满着忧虑。
But here we see that King Jeroboam had a lot of worries.
因为他忘记了是神祝福他的。
He had forgotten that God was the one who blessed him.
他以为说是他自己的聪明努力而得来的。
He thought all that he received was due to his own wisdom and power.
所以他就开始不对的动机就要开始产生不对的方法。
So therefore, due to the wrong motive, he started to take the wrong actions.
如何不让他的百姓到南边的耶路撒冷去敬拜神？
He prevented his people from going to Jerusalem and worship God.
28节
Verse 28.
耶罗波安王就筹划定妥，铸造了两个金牛犊，对众民说：“以色列人啊，你们上耶路撒冷去，实在是难。这就是领你们出埃及的神。”
28. Therefore, the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt."
他竟然造了金牛犊，对百姓说：“这就是带领我们的神。”
He even created two golden calves and said, "This is your God."
所以动机不对，方法常常会是不对的。
Because he had the wrong motive, his methods were also wrong.
过程不对，结果就也不会好。
And once the process is wrong, the result will not be good.
好，那动机对，如果方法不对，那也不会得到好的结果。
So even if you have the right motive, but your methods are wrong, the result will still be wrong.
大卫很爱神。
David loved God.
他知道神的耶柜还在会幕里头。
He knew that the Ark of Covenant was still in the tabernacle.
那这个会幕已经迁移了很长的一段时间。
And this
搬来搬去。
This tabernacle has been moved around for a very long time.
所以那个会幕应该也是十分的破旧了。
So the tabernacle must have been pretty beat up.
那一个爱神的人，他一定会关心这个耶柜。
As a person who loved God, he will take care of the tabernacle.
所以大卫就准备把这个耶柜接到大卫城去。
So David prepared to have the tabernacle be moved into the city of David.
要把耶柜放在一个更好的地方。
To place the tabernacle in a better place.
这个动机是好的，对的，因为他爱神，敬畏神。
He had the right motive because he loved and revered God.
但是在第一次这个迎耶柜的时候，他所用的方法不对。
But the first time he moved the Ark of Covenant, his methods were wrong.
这个耶柜是要用抬的，不是用车子来运载。
The covenant had to be carried, not to be moved in a carriage.
那大卫是用车来运送。
So David ended up using a car to move the Ark of Covenant.
从人的逻辑来看，这个也没有什么不好。
From the perspective of man, this is nothing wrong.
甚至我们会认为说用车子来印更好。
We may even think that using a car to move would be more efficient.
但是问题方法不是我们来定的。
But the problem is our methods are not dictated by us.
这个方法是神来定的。
The method is controlled by God.
所以我们有一个对的动机，那个过程也是要继续的谦卑的来看神要我们怎么做。
So even if we have the right motive, our methods has to be according to God's will.
所以最后大卫还是需要照神所说的把耶柜用抬的抬到大卫城去。
In the end, David had to follow God's standard and have the Ark of Covenant be carried into the city of David.
所以不是我动机对，我怎么高兴怎么做就怎么做。
So it is not that once we have the right motive, we can do however we wish.
记得我们所要得到的那个是最重要、最有价值的结果——永生。
But let us remember that what we want to achieve is the most precious and important eternal life.
既然它是那么的有价值，就不是我们想怎么做就怎么做。
And since this result is so precious, the methods cannot be according to our way.
那还有时候我们是有一个对的动机，但是呢，用不对的方法这个动机不对但是好像用对的方法。
Sometimes we may have the wrong motive, but our methods are right.
那这个其实是很可怕的。
And this is very dangerous.
这个是在欺骗自己，也在欺骗别人。
This is deceiving ourselves and deceiving others.
在圣经里头称这个叫做假冒为善。
In the Bible, this is referred to as hypocrisy.
那这个当然不会带来好的对的结果。
So of course, this will not lead to the good results.
在主耶稣的时代，主耶稣就是这样来责备那些文士跟法利赛人。
In Jesus' times, Jesus rebuked those Pharisees.
他们有一个虔诚的宗教的外表。
They had a very devout and religious appearance.
他们祷告他们献祭他们守很多的条例。
They prayed and worshipped and kept very many laws.
但是他们内心没有一个对的动机。
But in their hearts, they did not have the right motive.
他们也常常夹杂在人群当中。
They often congregated in crowds.
他们不是要来聆听谦卑的聆听主耶稣的教训。
They did not come to humbly listen to Jesus' teaching.
他们也不是谦卑的要来领受主耶稣的恩典跟怜悯。
They did not come humbly to receive Lord Jesus'Grace.
他们根本是不相信不接受主耶稣的。
In reality, they did not accept or believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣责备他们说他们是假冒为善。
So Lord Jesus Christ rebuked them saying they were hypocrites.
所以他们的结果是伤害自己也伤害别人。
Their results ended up hurting themselves and hurting others.
伤害自己是因为自己根本没有得到神所要给的救恩。
They hurt themselves because they were not able to receive God's salvation.
伤害别人也就是阻挡了别人来领受主耶稣的救恩。
And they hurt others because they prevented people from receiving God's salvation.
我们请参考雅各书第二章。
Let's refer to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章17节
James chapter 2 verse 17
17节这样信心若没有行为就是死的
Thus also faith by itself if it does not have works is dead
只有一个信仰的外表而没有真正属灵的生活就像这里所说的是死的
If we only have an outward appearance of being religious and not have the life to act it out it's just like it says here it is dead
这个不能够救自己，也不能够救别人。
This cannot save ourselves, nor can it save others.
那走在对的道路上面，就会有对的结果。
So walking on the right path will lead to the right results.
那信仰的这一条道路，不但要得到好的结果，而且是得到美的结果。
And in this walk of faith, not only are we going to receive the right result, we are receiving the wonderful result.
所以我们要常常想到说。神有没有得到荣耀
？Oftentimes we have to think about have we glorified God？
什么叫做美
？What does it mean to be wonderful？
不是我们大家都觉得很有恩典，很喜乐。
It is not talking about that everyone feels they are very joyful。
是的，我们走在对的道路上面， 我们就会就会有恩典，就会有喜乐。
Yes, once we walk on the right path, we will receive grace and joy.
但是还有一个很重要的，有没有很美？我们的神有没有得到荣耀？
But more importantly, is it a wonderful? Is it wonderful and have our God been glorified?
这个也常常是使徒他们在强调的。
This is something that the apostles emphasized.
什么叫做美？我的神得到荣耀。
What does it mean to be wonderful? Is that God has been glorified?
我们个人，我们全体都要把这个事情放在心上。
Individually and as a whole, we must put this matter in our heart.
我们这个身体是有一个荣耀神的目的。
Our body has a goal of glorifying God.
我们整个教会就是基督的身体，有一个神圣的目的，就是要荣耀神的名。
And as a whole, which is the body of Christ, we have a goal to glorify God.
那还有这个结果是只有我自己得益处呢，还是大家也都能够得益处？
So the result, is it to only benefit ourselves or is it to benefit everyone?
自己能够得益处，这个是对的。
To benefit ourselves is the right thing.
更多有除了我之外还有更多的人得益处，这个就是美。
But in addition to benefiting ourselves, that others can be benefited is wonderful.
所以我们要常常想到神有没有得荣耀，弟兄姐妹有没有得造就。
So let's often think about, have we glorified God and have our brothers and sisters been edified?
世界上的事情常常是只讲求对或者不对。
Many things in the world only emphasizes on doing right or wrong.
那世界上的常常很多事情的目的也是只是为了个人，为了自己。
And oftentimes the goals in this world are to benefit ourselves.
但是信仰的道路，我们还有神，还有周遭的弟兄姐妹。
But in this walk of faith, we have to think about God and our brothers and sisters.
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 23.
二十三节，凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
二十四节，无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
24. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
在做对的事情而且呢。是会考虑到别人。
While we are doing the right thing, let us consider other people.
那甚至有时候为了别人的益处我们也可以牺牲一下自己的益处。
Even sometimes for the benefit of others, we can sacrifice benefits for ourselves.
31节。
Verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
感谢赞美神，基督徒所做的每一件事情都可以很美的。
Praise and thank God that as Christians, everything that we do can be wonderful.
只要我们常常想着，我是要荣耀神。
As long as we think about that we are glorifying God.
所以我们在走在对的道路里当中呢，我们有几个重要的重要的内容。
So while we are walking on the right path, there are a few things to remember.
第一个就是我们是凭着爱心而做。
First is we are doing out of love.
这而且是基督的爱，神的爱。
And this love comes from Christ.
是那种有知识的爱。
It is love full of wisdom.
就是有圣经的道理来做基础的爱。
It is love that is based on the foundation of the Bible.
那我们在走在这个过程当中，我们常常是心里是平安的。
Oftentimes in this process, our hearts are very calm.
因为是出于信心来做。
Because we are doing it out of faith.
是被神鉴察的。
And we are doing it once we have been searched by God.
是以神的教训来做标准的。
We are doing it according to the standard of God's teaching.
是照神的方法来做的。
And is doing it according to God's methods.
相信神的方法，神的道路是绝对的。
We believe that God's method is the right one.
有这样的信心， 别人怎么看怎么讲，我们还是平安的。
Once we have this faith, no matter what other people say or do, we will still have peace.
那我们一定能够得到最重要、最有价值的结果，永生。
So in the end, we will definitely receive the most precious and important result.
那既然有永生的这个好的结果，还有什么结果我们得不到呢？
So once we are able to obtain the most important result, what other results are we not able to obtain?
就好像主耶稣说，神已经将主耶稣给我们了，他还有什么不给我们的？
Just like what the Bible says, well, Jesus Christ has been already given us, what other things are we not able to obtain?
永生就是我们的结果了，还有什么好的结果不属于我们？
Eternal life is already our end results.What other results are we not able to have?
唱诗六十六首
66.
都必看顾我，引导我。
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，人生短暂，所以我们一定要走在对的道路上面。
Our life is short, so we have to walk on the right path.
啊，人生不会再来一次，啊，所以我们一定要走在对的道路上面。
We will not get a second chance in our life, so we have to walk on the right path.
啊，神愿意引导我们走在对的道路上面。
God is willing to lead us onto the right path.
啊，所以我们求神啊帮助我们啊，让我们能够谦卑的在他面前来接受他的引导。
So let us pray to God so that we can humbly come before Him to receive His guidance.
啊，我们来做结束的祷告。
Now let us offer our concluding prayer.
啊，要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
For those who want to receive the laying of hands, can come forward.
在我们祷告里头，我们也纪念啊教会常常啊在提醒的一些需要代祷的人啊跟事项。
In our prayer, let us remember the people and the things that we need to pray about.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.